Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
I'm in a gravel lot down the street from Bank of America Stadium. It's next to this dog bar. And there's this nondescript concrete slab. I'm sitting next to it. It may be unassuming, but under this concrete slab is the entrance to a historic gold mine that could stretch hundreds of feet into the ground. If you didn't know, there are actually a lot of old gold mines around Charlotte. Sometimes construction crews will run into them, and sometimes the gold mines will collapse, leaving a person-sized hole in the middle of the road, or sometimes even in a person's basement. How many shafts are there around Charlotte, and what's their story? That's all ahead on this episode of FAQ City. It's FAQ City, the podcast from WFAE, where we take a new question every episode.
So many questions. So many questions.
And explain it here. I'm Nick Delacanal. Let's begin. Hey guys, it's Nick Delacanal here outside the Reed Gold Mine, about a half hour east of Charlotte, and I'm here with our questioner.
My name is Aaron Hopping, and we are about to go down into the mine and see what it's all about.
All right, let's go.
Ooh,
it smells kind of dusty down here. Aaron and I are trekking through the dark underground corridors of the Reed Gold Mine to meet with a staff historian here. His name is Larry Neal, and we're hoping he can help us with this question that Aaron and several other listeners sent in. We turn a corner and meet Larry inside one of the mine's larger caverns. And here, Aaron presents his question.
I've heard rumor that Uptown Charlotte is littered with old gold mines from the Gold Rush days. Where are they, and what happened to them, and are any currently accessible?
Well, you're our expert, Larry Neal. You're the staff historian here. What's the answer?
Well, the answer is yes.
Well, yes and no. He says, yes, much of Mecklenburg County is riddled with abandoned gold mines from the 1800s. There could be one in your backyard, or at your school, or under your office. Although, all of the mines that we know of have been closed up today, and Charlotte doesn't seem that interested in reopening them. But before we get to all that, just where exactly are all these mines? Well, Larry has an old map that shows gold mines as far north as Huntersville and as far south as Matthews, and the two largest are right beneath Uptown Charlotte.
The Rudisill and the St. Catherine were basically located between the present Bank of America building and Bank of America Stadium.
Those two mines, the Rudisill and the St. Catherine, are important because they're believed to have been the largest in the region, and they're the only mines that we have a decent amount of information about. We know that they contain more than a dozen tunnels that wound down some 500 feet below the ground. And we know that they had a pretty sizable staff.
They had as many as 1,000 workers there. I mean, it was a huge operation. You're not talking about small-scale stuff here.
That's Dan Morrill, a longtime Charlotte historian who can fill us in on some of the history. I asked him if he could describe what it would have been like to go inside the mines back in the day.
Oh my God, they were awful. First of all, you would go down this main shaft, down a ladder. You'd go to where the tunnel was. You'd crawl down the tunnel, literally crawl down the tunnel with a candle and maybe a torch, where you came to the rock face where the tunnel ended, and you'd smack this rock.
According to Morrill's research, many of the workers at the Uptown mines were either slaves or workers shipped in from Europe. He also says that Charlotte's mining industry was at its most successful around the 1830s, and that's when there were at least 60 mines in the area, churning out millions of dollars in gold. By all accounts, Charlotte was at that time the biggest gold mining hub in at least the Southeast. The federal government even placed a mint here to help streamline turning gold into coins. So what happened to all of that? Well, as Dan Morrill says, it didn't really last.
I mean, mining's a flash in the pan. You know, once it's done, it's done.
an economic crash hit in 1837, which took a toll on the miners.
And then in 1848, they discovered gold in California, and the miners just left and went to California.
The Charlotte mining companies continued to shrink until a few decades later, almost all the mines were abandoned and their entrances filled in with concrete or dirt. And today, well,
unfortunately today they're not accessible to the public.
That's Larry Neal back at the Reed Gold Mine answering the other part of Aaron's question. He says even if you were to come across a mine shaft that was still open, the tunnels would be confined and unsafe, possibly even underwater. That's because the mines used to have pumps that remove water from tunnels below the water table, but
when a lot of the gold mines shut down, they also shut the pumps down and removed them, and then natural process just brought the water back up.
So not only would you need a flashlight and a hard hat, but probably a wetsuit too. So if all the mines have been closed up, how would you go about reopening one? Well, coming up after this short break, sometimes a mine will unexpectedly open up to you. We'll look at how one unsuspecting woman is dealing with that, and what the city could do with some of these old mines. The Mineshaft Mania continues right after this.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Tyndall Subaru Gastonia, featuring the new Outback with EyeSight safety technology that sees problems and initiates action to help avoid trouble. Details at TyndallSubaru.com and on Facebook at Tyndall Subaru.
Hey guys, if you're a fan of Charlotte Trivia and of WFAE, you can get a dose of both at an upcoming FAQ City event at the Independence Regional Library. It's a special event where you can meet me plus fellow WFAE podcast host Joni Deutsch and play some trivia and share your questions that could be featured in a future FAQ City episode. The event is Wednesday, March 27th from 2 to 4 p.m. It's free and open to the public, and you can learn more at wfae.org/FAQCity. And stay tuned. We're coming right back to the story. We're back and looking at the abandoned gold mines forgotten beneath Charlotte. And let's go now to the Seaversville neighborhood, northwest of Uptown, and into the basement of a little bungalow owned by Charlotte resident Ashley Widener.
So here it is.
On the floor of her basement, amid the bikes and a lawnmower, is a circular hole about 5 feet deep into the ground.
Seems to be growing, actually.
Where did this hole come from? Ashley says she discovered it in her basement a few days after Thanksgiving last year, to her great surprise.
So I was coming down to get Christmas decorations, and kind of like walked in, and I could tell something was weird or different. Couldn't really figure out what it was, and then just noticed that there was this huge hole.
What do you mean it felt different?
Like you just can kind of tell if whatever, somebody puts your shoes in the wrong place, you know, in the house. Kind of like that kind of thing. And these cords were also hanging, which was weird because they used to be attached to the pillar. So I see hanging cords, and I'm looking, trying to figure out what it was, and then I just realized, I was like, is that a hole? Like, what is that?
Maybe a sinkhole or an old well. It didn't seem to make sense to her until a family friend recommended she call a geotech engineer who told her,
it sounds like it very likely could be a mine shaft.
Ashley got in touch with the Charlotte Observer, which first wrote about this mine shaft in the basement. And after talking with some local geologists, she thinks that nearby construction plus some heavy rain must have loosened the ground and caused the collapse.
All my friends, of course, are like, oh, you should mine the gold. And I'm like, great, you can pay for the equipment, and then we'll go 50-50. So I'm going to throw that out there. For anyone who wants to pay for the equipment to mine gold, you are welcome to do so.
If Ashley sounds just a little aggrieved here, it's because her insurance says it's not responsible for collapsed gold mines, so she's going to have to pay for the repairs herself. If there's any silver lining here, Ashley says she has become more interested in what was on the land before her home.
The historical piece of it has actually been really interesting. That's the only kind of joy that we've gotten out of it, is because we get to talk about it, and I've found out a lot of stuff about Charlotte's history and looking into it. So that part has been interesting, and it is kind of a fun, to an extent, fun story to talk about.
So what should the city do, if anything, to address these old mines, which apparently have the potential to collapse? Well, Dan Morrill, the historian, says the city had briefly considered turning a mine into a tourist attraction back in the 70s, but that recommendation never went anywhere, and he's not feeling optimistic.
It's never going to happen.
But he's still holding out hope that something could happen, like in that gravel lot off Summit Avenue with a concrete slab. Apparently, that shaft leads into the Rudisill mine.
It would really be fun if somebody could explore the feasibility of putting a building up on that lot and actually opening up at least something of the shaft and maybe covering it over with glass so that when you went to have your beer, you could look down the shaft of the Rudisill mine. Now that would really be neat.
So, to recap, yes, there are dozens of mines around Charlotte, and at least 60 that we know of in Mecklenburg County, that date back to our little-known gold rush of the 1800s. And while they kind of petered out after the much bigger California gold rush, they're all still buried beneath our feet, waiting to be dug up, or collapse, or maybe for someone to do something with in the future. Well, look at the time. I've got to go. Thanks to our knowledgeable historians, Larry Neal and Dan Morrill. Thanks also to Kenneth Taylor, our state geologist, for providing additional background. And a big thanks to our question asker, Aaron, who says if the city ever does reconsider building a light rail tunnel underneath Uptown, hey, maybe there's an opportunity to access one of the old mines, right? Well, if you want to check out some of our past questions and answers, head over to our website, wfae.org/FAQCity. And that's also where we've created an interactive map that shows where in Charlotte you might find an old gold mine. So if a hole opens up in your basement, you can check that out to see if you're near an old mine. And hey, I'd love to hear your feedback through a rating or review. Or you can reach me at ndelacanal@wfae.org. And as always, if you have a question about anything in Charlotte you need an answer to, send it our way at wfae.org/FAQCity, and we may search for an answer on an upcoming episode. Until then, I'm Nick Delacanal.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.